And good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news. It's brought to you at this hour by Diamond Brothers Insurance, Elm City Center, and Elmo Products. I'm Ryan Turk. The city of Jacksonville has taken action to assist West Central Mass Transit in the company's time of need. 10 days ago, West Central Mass Transit officially suspended services on a temporary basis. Executive Director Gene Jumper told WLDSWEAI News the bus company that shuttles people across six counties in central Illinois was still waiting on nearly $700,000 in late payments from the state. During Monday night's city council meeting, Mayor Andy Ezzard said that Jacksonville has a real need for senior busing. He and the rest of the city council agreed to expedite the city's annual $25,000 payment to West Central Mass Transit, which will allow the senior bus program to run a little longer.
We give $25,000 a year to the senior bus program, and we're just hastening that in the year 2016. So when they do get the money allocated to them with the state, this will help out in the short term.
Ezzard feels actions like this will rally the community to help out West Central Mass Transit.
You know, I think, it'll gain some momentum as far as maybe some civic organizations giving. But I think, between the city and the county, it's the proper step. It's the right thing to do. And we hope then things will develop with the state and they can fully function in months to come.
Jumper told us last week that services would continue to be temporarily closed until immediate cash flow issues can be met. The senior service is a limited program that transports the elderly to important medical appointments. In other action, aldermen had a long discussion on what to do with the traffic signals located at two locations, College and Church and State and Church.
Well, I think the council wants to eliminate the traffic signals at College and Church and State and Church. The first step is we're just going to shut off the lights. They're not going to be blinking anymore, the traffic signals. And we'll see how that goes, and then if it goes fine, then we'll just we'll take down those stop lights.
Ezzard wasn't afraid to admit he isn't comfortable with this decision.
When you eliminate a blinking light, I think things can happen, and it does worry me. I understand, though, that they're not fully functional as far as traffic signals with the red and the yellow and the green. I travel those roads a lot. It's very heavy traffic through there. I worry about it after the Crimson Games, or those are the things that keep you up at night. But I think this is the proper step as far as, instead of just fully removing them, just turning them off is a good first step. And then if everything goes right, and I hope it does, then we will take them down.
Drivers should expect the changes soon. In the Parks and Lakes Department, aldermen approved the purchase of a 2009 Chevrolet Silverado truck and authorized a waiver to advertise bids for a new slide at Nichols Park Pool. Estimates show the slide could cost between $14,000 and $15,000. Aldermen also approved $80,000 in payments to Turner Painting and Construction for construction services at the PetSafe Bark Park. That payment leaves the park with around $10,000 remaining from the $100,000 national prize won last year. Aldermen also got a visit from the Jacksonville Regional Economic Development Corporation President Paul Ellis and Circuit Judge candidate Rick Verticchio.
When it comes to insurance, it's important to deal with one you trust. That's why more and more people rely on Diamond Brothers Insurance in Jacksonville. Steve Turner, Nikki Henry, and Steven Simons have built a solid reputation in the insurance business. They've been building their business one relationship at a time, and they're backed by Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Two names you can trust, Diamond Brothers Insurance and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. See Diamond Brothers Insurance today at 1122 Veterans Drive, Jacksonville.
Elm City Center is now accepting newspapers for recycling. And do you know what we do for free? We recycle newspapers for free. How can you do it for free, you ask? We don't shred them. Of course, if you want us to shred your newspapers, we can do that too, but then it wouldn't be free. So if you need a place to recycle your old newspapers for free, bring them to us. Just drop off and go. Monday through Friday from 8 to 4, Elm City Center on Walnut at Esther.
A single vehicle accident in Scott County sent a Missouri man to the hospital. A specific address wasn't given in the Illinois State Police report, but we do know the wreck occurred on I-72 East at around noon. The preliminary investigation indicates 45-year-old Jerry Ginn of Hannibal, Missouri, was driving east when his truck tractor semi-trailer went off the right side of the roadway and came to a rest upright in a ditch. Ginn wasn't injured when first responders arrived at the scene, but when law enforcement arrived, Ginn was arrested for DUI, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and improper lane usage. Due to his medical condition, Ginn was transported to Passavant Area Hospital. He has since been treated and released. Jacksonville police made two arrests over the last 24 hours. 31-year-old Andrew Schofield of the 300 block of West College was booked at the county jail at around 8:30 p.m. for assault. Schofield is free on bond. 34-year-old Tasha Johnson of the 400 block of East Douglas was booked at the county jail at around 2 a.m. for resisting a peace officer and illegal transportation of liquor. Johnson is free on bond. As this year's big harvest comes in, grain elevators are, as usual, using temporary and emergency storage to hold all that grain. Jeff Adkinson is Executive VP of the Grain and Feed Association of Illinois, representing grain elevators across the state. The volume of grain handled this time of year is enormous, with a farmer filling a semi with corn every 4 to 5 acres. In addition, modern, larger harvesting equipment means the crop comes in faster each year, and that puts a strain on elevators to handle that much grain more rapidly each year.
The grain industry has the challenge of trying to keep up with how fast a farmer can bring that. And so that costs a lot of money to be able to put a new dump pit in or put a new elevation leg in and to add the infrastructure that's required to handle these semis anymore. And it does take a lot of planning on their part, on the elevator's part, and also a lot of capital. That shiny new steel doesn't come cheap.
We will share the local corn and soybean numbers this afternoon during our weekly crop report.
A wise man once said, "Don't put off until tomorrow, it can be done today." And that saying applies when it comes to buying propane. Don't wait until the cold winter winds blow before you fill your propane tank. Contact Ilmo Products Company. They've got the propane you need. Call today at 1-855-ILMO-GAS. That's 1-855-456-6427. That way, when the temperatures plummet, you'll be ready. Ilmo Products Company is locally owned and has been serving the Jacksonville area for over 100 years. Ilmo Products Company, located at 7 Eastgate Drive, Jacksonville, and www.ilmopropane.com.
Former Congressman Aaron Schock is looking at a $10,000 fine for an illegal campaign loan in 2012. The Chicago Tribune reports the Federal Election Commission smacked Schock on the knuckles for asking Eric Cantor to donate $25,000 to Adam Kinzinger's 2012 campaign. Schock was supposed to only give $5,000. The FEC will allow Schock, who quit Congress in 2015, to pay the fine with any remaining campaign money that he has. Taking a look at temperatures, yesterday's high was 65 and the low was 42. No precipitation overnight at the WLDS studios. This look at news has been made possible by Diamond Brothers Insurance, Elm City Center, and Ilmo Products. A full look at the forecast is on the way next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.